Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of the Naruto Cast. My name is Rogue, and I'd like to invite you on the journey from the beginning to the current days of the first Stop Cone Orange Ninja, Naruto. On this episode, we will first talk about the first five episodes of the show and the way that I got introduced to Naruto. My introduction into Naruto is that it was on Cartoon Network when I was younger, and one night I saw an orange ninja fighting and saw that I found it interesting from the fights and the characters that were involved in said fights. And from that, I started to watch more and more of the show until I finished watching the original show and its sequel, Shippuden, and now watching the new one, Boruto, based on his son, which I'm currently on because it's not over with yet. And so that's basically my introduction. I have met other people that have found the show interesting and maybe on the podcast in later time. If I can get them on, I already have some people scheduled for that. And they'll tell you their experiences as well. But the thing is, this is just going to be the journey of the story, because it's a good story overall, and there's a lot of good points and a lot of good character development and character arcs for said characters. And it's a really good show, and it's sort of mainstream, but not really, because it's a lot of people don't like it for what it is. But I just want to introduce and hopefully get some of you people on board to enjoying the show. And well, now that that introduction's out of the way, I guess we can start with episode one. Episode one starts with a man riding a toad, and against him is a nine-tailed fox that is destroying the village that they are both in, the village known as Konoha. After we see that, we jump over to a crying baby who has just been born. Later, after that, we see a flash forward 12 years to the same village, Konoha, where we see our main character, Naruto, who was the baby in the past, being chased by two ninja for painting the great stone faces of the Hokages, their previous leaders, which is basically like Mount Rushmore in the United States. And then we cut to the third Hokage, who is the current leader at the moment. He's not in the episode for long, but whatever. He just is painting, or I don't know. I think it's calligraphy? I'm not sure. And Naruto gets caught by his sensei, Iruka, who takes him to his class, and because he missed it, he makes the whole class take a transformation test, where they use their jutsu, their chakra, to make jutsus, which allow them to transform, and most of them just transform into him, copies, versions of him, of Iruka-sensei. He later takes Naruto out for ramen, and he cleaned the faces later of the Hokages, because, and that's the reason he got ramen. But later, a little bit after that, the day has come for a test, and this test is to become a genin, the first level of ninja you can become. The test involves you doing the shadow clone jutsu, which is creating multiple copies of yourself. Naruto does not create copies of himself. He creates one, but his barely works, so he's not able to pass the class and become a genin. A thing that happened when he first went back to his class in this episode was he did another jutsu called his sexy jutsu, which allowed him to turn into a girl, which is a jutsu he made up all by himself, and he's the one that knows it at this point in time. But also from seeing that his teacher, Iruka, does the anime trope of having super strong nosebleeds that knock him back. And flash forward back to when we were talking earlier. Naruto gets upset that he wasn't able to pass and everybody else in the class passed. We overhear parents talking about that he's Naruto He is the boy who has the fox demon in him, which is the nine-tailed fox from the very beginning of the episode that was sealed within him by the fourth Hokage and gave his life to seal it. For this reason, he is outsider and to people, and children don't really mess with him because their parents tell him not to because of what he is. Naruto later then meets with Mizuki, who was another teacher there that worked along with Iruka during the exams. And Mizuki tells him that he can learn a really strong jutsu if he steals this scroll. This is a forbidden scroll, and it has many forbidden jutsus in it. So Naruto goes and steals it and attempts to learn a jutsu. When it is found out that it has been stolen by him, many ninja report to the Hokage that it has been stolen. Then the Hokage dispatches an army of ninja, more like a group, half a dozen, whatever you want to call them, to go in after and search for him. Iruka finds this out and goes after him too. The Hokage and Iruka talk about how Naruto and him are similar, because both Iruka and Naruto weren't able to grow up with parents, because Iruka's parents were killed during the Nine Tails fight as they were ninja who fought against it, and Naruto's, well, we don't know about Naruto's at the moment in time, because this is going to be spoiler-free. Naruto later goes into a forest with the scroll and starts to attempt to learn a jutsu, the first jutsu he sees. Mizuki later meets up with him and attempts to get the scroll, but Iruka is there as well, finding him. Mizuki tries to steal the scroll by Naruto by trying to kill him by throwing a giant shuriken at him, but Iruka gets in the way and takes the shuriken in the back. Naruto runs away, and Mizuki takes chase. Later, Mizuki meets up with Iruka, but it's not Iruka. It was Mizuki transformed as Iruka, and Naruto hits him. But the truth is, that one wasn't Naruto. It was Iruka transformed as Naruto. As Mizuki is about to kill off Iruka, Naruto appears and threatens that if he touches him, Naruto will kill Mizuki. Naruto then used the jutsu that he learned to use the multi-shadow clone jutsu, which makes an army of Narutos in the forest, which he uses to fight Mizuki and beat him up. Later, Mizuki has been defeated after being attacked by Naruto. Iruka says that Naruto has passed by learning the jutsu and lets Naruto wear his headband. Iruka and Naruto bond a little bit from that. And that's basically what happened in episode 1. I think it's a good starting episode, and from that I can tell that this show does go somewhere, because it introduced many things. Mizuki isn't a major part in this story, really, because he only appears in like one other instance in this show, just because I don't really remember his name, unless you want to, so it doesn't matter about him. But Iruka and Naruto are good characters, and they will get development, because Naruto is the main character and Iruka is like his mentor slash sort of guardian, but not really. The Hokage didn't do much in this episode, because this is an introduction to the main character. But I guess that's it for episode 1. Let's start with episode 2 then, now, shall we? In episode 2, we see Naruto and a photographer. Naruto has to get his ninja license, so he must take a photo. Naruto is wearing red and white makeup, sort of like kabuki makeup, and he gets the picture taken. He then goes into the Hokage's office, and they discuss the photo, and the Hokage tells him he must take another photo because this one is unacceptable. Naruto then uses his sexy jutsu, which makes the Hokage fall backwards in his chair, and the Hokage tells him never to do it again. And after that, we see a glimpse of somebody in the doorway, and then rushes in a small child named Konohamaru. Konohamaru trips with a shuriken in his hand, trying to attack the Hokage. And then we learn that behind him is a man named Ebisu, who is his teacher, and Konohamaru is the grandson of the Hokage. Ebisu sees that it's Naruto and, like, doesn't get along with him because of what Naruto is, and Ebisu's just Ebisu, so... And once you see him, you'll understand him by watching the episodes that he's in later on. Konohamaru and Naruto get in a sort of a little fight. Naruto stands up to Konohamaru, and he doesn't care that he is the Hokage's grandson. And then after that, Naruto walks out. Konohamaru follows him, and Naruto is going somewhere. We don't know yet at this point in time, because it's the city. He might be going home, because he has a home, but with no one there. Then Konohamaru is, like, using, like, I don't know, blankets that are painted or something, and, or just, I don't know what you'd call them, but to blend into the surroundings. And from that, Naruto then sees Konohamaru, and they start talking, and Naruto starts to try to teach him a sexy jutsu. Konohamaru fails at doing so, and then they go, and they go into the sunset, basically, and then walk for a while. And then by the time we see him again, it's sunset. Because they go around and go to different places. Not really major importance, because we don't see these places really again. So just going one place to another, and then that. Then we see them talking. I think they're on a bench. I can't remember if they're on a bench or not. But then we see Ebisu saying that Konohamaru, if he wants to become the next fifth Hokage, he must... let Ebisu teach him, and Ebisu is just really stuck up and says that he's always right and everything, and yeah. But then Konohamaru and Naruto are like, nah. And then so Konohamaru uses a sexy jutsu on him, and he does the nosebleed thing Ebisu does, which is a trope that happens all the time, so it's fine. And then, like, Ebisu and Naruto, like, Naruto uses multi-shadow clone jutsu and, like, makes, like, a few dozen, I guess, if you want to call it a few dozen. And then he uses his sexy jutsu to turn all of them into sexy versions of him, which all go towards Ebisu. Ebisu, like, does what he did before and just, like, does the whole, like, anime trope about the bleeding, which it's annoying to talk about every time it happens because it happens a lot. Also, the Hokage has, like, a seeing orb, or, yeah, a crystal ball, basically, and he just sees, I don't know, yeah, it's magic, so I don't know, it's weird, but you can just see, like, everything that's going on at the moment in time, which he does, and after that, he tells him that, Naruto tells Konohamaru that he needs to find one person that believes in him, and, like, he did, and then Naruto walks away. Why the Hokage watches through his crystal ball. And that's the end for episode 2. It wasn't as exciting as the first episode, because we only got introduced to 2 more characters, which aren't the most major characters. But I like Konohamaru. Ebisu is weird. No one really likes Ebisu. I like the sexy jutsu, just because it's a weird thing, but it works occasionally. Actually, every time it gets used, except on women, because, I don't know, lesbians aren't a thing in the show, I guess. Who knows? But that's basically it for episode 2, so episode 3, I guess? Okay, so episode 3 starts with Naruto basically getting up and doing his morning routine, eating ramen and, I guess, expired milk? Because it looks expired, I don't know. I'm just guessing. He walks out. And then he goes down the road, and he sees Konohamaru, who does his whole hiding behind weird cloth paintings or whatever. I don't know what the name of them are. I guess a tapestry, maybe? I don't know. But that's basically it. He tries using a jutsu and fails, and Naruto just doesn't care, and he goes. Then we meet the next character, major character, who is Sakura, who is an annoying chick who is useless in this entire show, except, like, about 4 or 5 times. So Sakura gets ready and she walks out her door. She walks down her street and meets up with Ino, another major character, who is her rival because they're both boy crazy and problems in the past, which we get into later in a while, but for now, let's not worry about them. So we transport ourselves from there to the classroom, where a major character again, Shikamaru, is wondering why Naruto's here, because... he failed the exam, basically. the first time, because he only passed because he did that whole thing in the forest against Mizuki. Because the only way you can be in the class is because you fail pass the exam, which he did, technically, because as what I stated earlier. And Naruto's like, yeah, we're going to be training together now. I mean, like, Shikamaru is, like, the most, like... In the beginning, he's a really just, a dialed-down guy. And that's basically it. And then we look up, and we see Hinata, who has white eyes, because her family has white eyes, because they have a thing, but that's for future reference. And she's, like, she loves Naruto, but he doesn't really know that, but it's really obvious. Then, after that, we see Ino and Sakura going through the door into the classroom, trying to force their way through to get first, and we see Sakura ask how Sasuke, the next main character we'll get introduced, how he's got doing, and Naruto looks over at her, and he likes her, because he's Naruto, which, he just likes her, I don't know why, I mean, she's useless. Sakura then removes Naruto from his desk and has to sit next to Sasuke, and Sasuke gives her a blank expression because he's Sasuke, who is my favorite character, by the way. And then after that, all the girls in the entire classroom, besides, like, Hinata, who was the chick with white eyes from earlier, like, argue over him. And then we cut to the Hokage, followed by a bunch of other ninjas, looking through his crystal orb at Sasuke, who is, as we're told, the last survivor of the Uchiha clan, which is his family. Naruto gets upset because everybody's only thinking about Sasuke and all that. So Naruto jumps on Sasuke's desk because they have desks, but they're really not desks. They're tables. I don't know. I just want to call them a desk because they're in school. And he gets up really close to his face, and a kid from behind who's sitting in front of him hits Naruto in the back and knocks Naruto over and makes Sasuke kiss him because they were that close. Both Naruto and Sasuke start gagging because, yeah. And Sakura gets mad because she was supposed to be Sasuke's first kiss and cracks her knuckles. And then we cut to Naruto, like, on his table with, like, bruises and everything. Supposedly Sakura or all the girls beat him up. Who knows? And then Iruka comes in and then he starts to assign them into his groups and their teams. And the first group we get is Naruto, Sakura, and Sasuke. Then we get, the next group is Hinata, a wolf guy named Kiba, and a guy named Shino. And for our last group we are told about, it is Ino, Shikamaru, and a kid who eats a lot, Choji. And those are the groups that are in. And Sakura is, like, so happy that she's in the same group as Sasuke, and Naruto is happy that he's in the same group as Sakura. Everybody leaves, then Naruto goes to talk to Sakura, and she basically says, "You're annoying," and then he's, like, sad, so he walks off. Then we cut to Ino, Choji, and Shikamaru talking about Naruto. That doesn't really go anywhere for the moment. And then we cut to Sakura again, who is on a bench, and she sees Sasuke, and Sasuke walks over to her. Then we cut to Sasuke, who is tied up in a building, and we find out that Sasuke that we see with Sakura is really Naruto transformed, and Naruto goes in to lean to kiss Sakura, and then he has stomach problems, so he has to run away. After that, the real Sasuke meets up with Sakura, and then she talks about how Naruto does whatever he pleases, and this and that, and how about her parents with Golden, and then Sasuke goes into his deep monologue about isolation and being alone, and how the parents don't matter, because he's the last survivor of his clan, so he does that, and she's like, "Why you gotta talk like that?" And Sasuke's like, well, that's basically what he says anyway, is just because isolation, alone, and everything, it doesn't matter. Sasuke leaves, and Naruto meets up with him in a hallway, so presumably the school's hallway outside, and Naruto uses shadow clones and is going to go in for the attack, but then stomach problems act up again, and he has to run away. We cut to the third Hokage, and who is a character named Kakashi, who are in Naruto's home and looking at his stuff. And we see that he has expired milk, like I said earlier. And they talk about him a little bit. And we see Naruto basically just in a toilet, basically. And that's the end of the episode. I like this episode because we get introduced to a lot of the main characters. Shino, Choji, Shikamaru, Kiba, Shino, and Hinata, and Sasuke and Sakura, but Sakura, so who cares? But we got Kakashi and the third Hokage a little bit more, because Kakashi was one of the ninjas who was in the talking about Sasuke earlier. Well, he was in that room, he wasn't talking, but yeah. I get introduced to characters that I do like, and one I don't like, because no one likes Sakura, because she's useless. But that's basically it for this episode, so two more to go. And then final thoughts over the first five episodes, and we'll be done for today. So, episode 4, starting now. We start episode 4 with the opening, which I haven't talked about much, because it's a good opening. The English one, and the Japanese one. I know they're different. I think so, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah. So, but starting, you should watch the openings online if you can find them, because they're really good and really pumped up, and they're really amazing, so, yeah. I would talk, like, forever about the openings, but then I want to get anything done in the podcast. So, yeah. So, episode 4 truly starts with, besides the opening, with Sakura, Naruto, and Sasuke in the classroom waiting for their sensei, Kakashi from earlier, to enter. Naruto is rigging a chalk eraser above the door so that when it falls, it hits him on the head. And Sakura's like, it's not going to work. He's a master ninja. A Jonin, which is the third tier ninja. Why Genin's only first tier. And Kakashi comes in, opens the door, and it falls on his head. Sakura is, like, secretly happy because she has all these out-of-her-body experiences where she's, like an anger-aggressive version of her comes out and, like, sort of says stuff, but only she can hear it because it's her mind, but it's just on the inside. It's weird. It's harder for me to explain how they depict it. Kakashi later then takes them to an outlook where you can see a lot of the city from and talks to them and makes them introduce themselves. Naruto starts off talking about what his favorite food is, Robin and everything, and says that he will become the greatest Hokage so the village does not disrespect him. And that's basically it, because that's Naruto for the moment. Later, then he talks to Sakura, and Sakura's like, well, my hobby is, and she can't decide. And Kakashi's like, well, you could probably do more if you stop thinking about boys. And then he's like, you in the middle. And he's talking to Sasuke. And Sasuke says, well, I don't have these things, but there's one thing I have to do. I have to kill someone. And then, like, everybody's like, what? And yeah. And then, like, that's it for that at the moment. And then they all leave to go to the next part, which entails them to do a survival mission, which is their first test. It's a bell test, where Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura must get 2 bells off of Kakashi in order to pass and be on his team. The test starts, and Naruto runs at Kakashi with a kunai. Then Kakashi just, like, grabs his hand, and, like, yeah, you've messed up. It cuts to everybody hiding, and Naruto's out in the open, like, calling for him to come here. So Kakashi goes to him and reaches in his pocket, but not for a weapon, but for a book, and he starts reading. Naruto does everything he can to attack Kakashi, but it all fails, and Naruto gets 1,000 years of pain, which is 2 hands put together, and the 2 fingers shooting up your butt, and shoots him like a rocket. From then, after that, Naruto gets shot into the water, and we cut to Iruka and the Hokage talking about Kakashi, and that his tests may be unreasonable, but they're effective, and that no one has ever passed and worked under Kakashi as his students. After seeing that, Sasuke hesitates to attack Kakashi after what has happened, because Naruto could do nothing to him. Sakura just looks because she's Sakura and doesn't even try to attempt anything. Naruto jumps out of the water with a group of clones and goes to grab him. Why he's dealing with the clones, a clone of Naruto comes behind and grabs him. But when they go in to attack him, it turns out that there were too many clones and they avoided him. Why he hid and came back and got near Naruto. Naruto then gets caught in the snare trap and goes upside down on a tree. And Kakashi's like, don't let your guard down. Sasuke then throws an arsenal of kunai, well, not kunai, but shuriken at him. And it turns out that what he hit, well, we don't get to see what he exactly hit, because that starts in episode 5. Well, assumingly hit, starts in episode 5. So, episode 4, what do I think about it? I think episode 4 is a good starting point. Kakashi is a great character, but we haven't really got development on him because it's the first major episode he's really talked or done anything. We will later get into his development as a character and why he's like it and why he has his headband over one of his eyes, because that's a major plot point. I decree that episode 4 is good. We learn that Naruto is arrogant, but we already know that, and Sasuke is hesitant, and Sakura does nothing. Starting episode 5. So what apparently Sasuke hit was just a substitution jutsu where a person is substituted with a log. And Sasuke is like, what? And he doesn't know what's going on. So then Sasuke and Sakura start running. Naruto then uses the kunai to get himself down while Kakashi is hiding. Well, he's not really hiding, he's just reading his book. Kakashi then sees Sasuke and Sakura is like, I don't know, passed out or something. Who knows? She thinks Sasuke's on the verge of death. But Sasuke starts trying to attack Kakashi, it's not working, and Kakashi's just reading his Make-Up Paradise books, as he calls it. Which, it's a book, but it's a story. It's an entire, like, series of books made by a person we meet later on. I'm not gonna say who, because they're amazing, but whatever. I just want to talk about it, but it's so hard when I've seen every episode not to spoil anything. But, yeah. So, they're fighting, and nothing really happens, because Sasuke can't match up with Kakashi. Naruto then, from getting caught on another tree, sees a sundial, which is like a giant crystal sundial, basically, and he sees what appear to be two boxes on it, and he goes towards it. Then we cut back to Sasuke, who is using a fireball, or a flamethrower jutsu, and trying to attack Kakashi. Kakashi then, like, uses some jutsu where he goes underground and grabs his leg and he makes him sink, and now he's just, his head's above the ground. Nothing really happened with Sasuke. Naruto goes and eats the food in the boxes. Well, he at least tries to, but he doesn't really get to. He gets captured and attached to a pole. The other two are sitting next to a pole with the two foods, and Kakashi is doing something else at the moment. He's just standing far away looking at him. So they basically say that Kakashi then says that all three of them fail and are done with the program, which is them becoming ninjas and his students. Then Sasuke tries to attack him and fails, and Kakashi explains why the three of them all failed and says that he will decide to give them one more chance. And to start off, they must not feed Naruto any food, but the other two may eat. So Sasuke and Sakura can eat, but Naruto cannot. They can't feed him any food at all, or else they will fail. Sasuke and Sakura start eating, and Naruto is hungry. Naruto is so hungry, and he keeps asking for food, so Sasuke decides to give him some. Sakura knows that because Sasuke is doing it, she should do it too, because she can only mimic what other people do. Because she's useless. Kakashi sees this, and it starts to, like, get dark out, and then he sees it. And, like, they're trying, Naruto's like, no, I don't eat, and everything, and, like, trying to do it. But then he tells them that they passed, and they're like, huh? And it's because, though. And then he says one of the most powerful things, that those in the ninja world that break the rules are scum, but those who abandon their friends are worse than scum, which is a major thing in this story about that, which it does come up a lot again. And through that, the three of them were excited that they passed, and Kakashi is like, give them a thumbs up, and then some metal or guitar starts playing. It's like guitar metal, like a riff of guitar plays. And then Sakura, Sasuke, and then Kakashi walk off, and Naruto is still tied to his tree, basically, and, well, tree log. I'm just going to call it a tree log, because it's not really a tree, but it's a log of a tree. And they three walk off, and he's, like, yelling for him to get back here to untie him, and that's the end of episode 5. I find episode 5 to be a good episode, and not only because it shows the characters in... I mean, we've already seen the way they've acted, but about sort of teamwork at the end and how that what Kakashi says about teamwork and friendship and disobeying orders. And that's a major thing in this, and it applies a lot later on. And we learn how strong a Jonin, which is what Kakashi is, how strong they really are compared to Genin, and Genin can't do anything against it. There's not a lot to say about this episode because it's just a training episode, but though friends will must even break the rules to succeed just to be able to help their friends out, and that's how they succeed in the end, like how they passed and have joined Kakashi. So that was the first 5 episodes of Naruto, and I think it was a good first 5 episodes. We get into our first arc next time, which is 6 through 10, which is, which we'll get to those when we get to those, because I don't want to say anything until we get there. But, first 5 episodes, the first arc starts on episode 6, I'm pretty sure, and that's it. If you want to contact, the podcast, you can either comment on Podbean, or message us on the Instagram at TheNarutoCast. So, until then, next episode, any questions that also are mentioned in either one will be featured on the podcast on the next episode. Maybe we'll have guests on next time. Who knows? So, until then, see you all, and goodbye.